Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 232. And this week's episode, I'm interviewing Molte, who is the first ever graduate of Beginner Guitar Academy. So a couple of weeks ago, episode 230, I interviewed Allegra, and she was the second graduate of Beginner Guitar Academy. Molte beat her just by about a month, I think. So this interview, I'll be chatting to Molte, who is currently living in Germany, and we talk about how he managed to get through Beginner Guitar Academy so quickly, how he pushed me to finish the levels, and he gives some really good advice on how to structure your practice, how to stay committed, how to stay motivated. So this will be a really interesting listen for current members and for non-members as well, just to help you with your guitar journey. Before we dive into this week's episode, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. So I've put the recording from this month's live Q&A in the Academy. Now, there was a little bit of a problem with the live Q&A as I sent out last month's links. So people that tried to access it couldn't actually access it. So the live Q&A was just me, which I was a bit concerned. I was the only one there. And I realized then, obviously, there was a bit of a problem as everyone started emailing me, I can't get in. What's happened to the links? So I apologize, guys. I did mess up the links. So next month, I'll make sure I triple check them. And they'll be working. But even so, I did have some pre-submitted questions and some questions that members just asked throughout the month that I go through in that Q&A. So definitely some cool stuff you can take away from it. The video is in the Academy. If you go to the live section, so you hit the dashboard, you'll see there's a section there for live recordings. You can see the video there. Or if you hit your podcast app of choice, you'll see I've put it in the member-only podcast as well. And if you haven't got the member podcast downloaded, you can just check that out. Also on the dashboard, you'll see there's a link there for the member podcast. And you can email me and I'll send you the link if you do want to sign up for that. So that's the main thing for this week, the live member Q&A. The only other thing I do have to say for members and non-members, if you haven't already, sign up to my 5 minutes a day in May guitar challenge, where every day throughout May, I'm going to send you a short bite-sized video to help you build the habit of practice and also give you some key techniques, strategies to help you become a better guitar player. Over the 4 weeks of May, we have four different topics we can look at. Picking and fundamentals is week one. Chords and chord changes, week two. Rhythm, strumming is week three. And scales and lead playing is week four. Now, it's completely free. You can sign up at bgachallenge.com. When you listen to this, I imagine the challenge has already started as I'm recording this episode on May the 1st. But come and join anyway. You can then catch up and, be part of this awesome free challenge. So bjachallenge.com to sign up. And, I hope to speak to you soon. So, guys, now the news and stuff is all out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, the interview with the first graduate of Beginner Guitar Academy, Molte. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for jumping on. I thought it'd be
Thank you great. For having me.
Oh, no worries at all. When I said you'd passed, or you're the first person to pass sort of all the five levels, I had a few people say, oh, it'd be really good to hear his story and to hear how Molte got on and kind of see, you know, pick his brain a little bit.
That's good. That's good. If somebody's interested, it's always good to maybe help other musicians, I guess.
So. Definitely. And I had Allegra, who passed only, I think, was it a month after you? She was the second person to finish all the levels.
Ah, cool. Okay.
She was on the podcast, I think, a couple of weeks ago. So it's great to have, say, the first person. And I was looking back, funny enough, just how quickly you passed all the levels, and I think you've got the kind of the fastest of finishing pretty much every level, because we started on the 3rd of September 2023 is when you joined Beginner Guitar Academy.
Yeah.
And in that month you joined, you finished level one, level two, the first and second progress checks are level three, and then in October we finished level three and the first progress check of level four. Then in November, we finished the second progress check level four. I think the only thing that slowed you down was because you were the first person to get that far that I hadn't finished level four yet. So
Oh, right, yeah, I
you had
remember.
to wait for me to finish the last classes.
Yeah.
And
But that's
then.
for a reason. But that's for a reason, Paul. It's not that I'm some kind of a superhero or something like that. I'm generally, so I'm 46 right now, and I started playing guitar in the age of, if I remember correct, 14 or 15. So it's not that I started right now. So I haven't picked it up completely constantly throughout the years, but I guess in the beginning years, as I remember correctly, there was a lot of stuff like Metallica stuff, and the first songs I learned was from Nirvana. That's one of the main reasons for me to pick up the guitar. It was Smells Like Teen Spirit, for example. So I, in the technical point of view, I guess, and that's the reason why I rushed through the sessions a little bit faster. The technical points were for me the lowest problems, I would say. So for me, what really interested me in Beginner Guitar Academy, and that's why it is so great, is to close gaps and to have a absolutely foundation. So I had in my past, I had several teachers, I had lessons, but there was no concept behind. And now it was exactly bringing this foundation in my knowledge. That was absolutely what I was looking for after all those years, because there were gaps, absolutely. And in those ear trainings, for example, I have never done that before, and that was great. That was absolutely outstanding to see. Ah, okay, this is a third. This is a fifth. This is a perfect fifth. Or keys in which songs are written in, for example, it's nothing which I have trained before or which I have learned before. So those were more the focuses which I would like to learn as I started, and which absolutely filled my gaps. So it was not the technique itself. That's why I was faster. So to be honest, it's not that I learned that in exactly those time frames as I started. That would be unfair to say.
Yeah, don't worry. I was going to go on to, obviously we had some past experience, because I should say no one passes levels that quickly. So if you listen to the podcast, it takes a little while. So yeah, and I could tell by the early progress checks, and obviously what you'd said before as well, of the reason of beginning or joining Beginner Guitar Club was to fill in those gaps and give that more structure. So when you had lessons with teachers, did you tend to just work on songs then? Was it not so much technical?
I remember, for example, that my first teacher, if I'm not mistaken, was like going there once a week for roughly 2 years or something like that, which was quite expensive. I remember those. It's 30 years ago, and it was expensive. And I still am. Side fact: I'm still in contact with him. Very good to be have a close relationship. So that's really something we are talking from time to time about. But to go to have a classroom style of teaching once a week, for example, which is very usual, I would say, and then you have 45 minutes. And I remember we talked about songs, yes, and we talked about Siri and all those stuff I heard about, but there was no possibility, for example, to just rewind and see something again, or have a closer look to some of the parts of some lessons, for example. So this was really a drawback for me to the, I would say, casual way of having a teacher. So yes, there were songs, but for me, songs, I'm quite sure, yes, songs are necessary, and songs for me are necessary to keep up some kind of how to say that, keep the motivation high to say yes, I would like to set a goal, for example, to play Master of Puppets by Metallica, for example. So this for me was one of the major goals: start guitar after I finished Nirvana, because I I saw that this is quite easy, but getting in touch with Metallica was a little bit harder. And yes, we structured that, but what we couldn't achieve for me was to not only focus on a song, but put this song into bits and pieces and get these tiny little steps to finally master something you would set as a goal. So you know what I mean? To break it down in bits and pieces is, I guess, the most critical path if you want to become a guitar champion or better at guitar.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's funny, quite often when I chat to people about in-person lessons, it's quite often the same story where they meet their instructor, they'll go home, maybe struggle with the practice, they can't remember what to practice, or the instructor just does something different every week. There's not the continuation. With my experience, the first question my teacher used to always ask me every week was, "What do you want to do this week?"
Yeah,
But
exactly. And whom to ask if you do not know what could be the next step in your journey? You're the wrong person to answer that question.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah,
And it
absolutely true.
always, because guitar teachers are the worst, because there's not many people that are classically trained. They're kind of quite often performers firstly, so they're doing teaching on the side to supplement their performance income. Not all of them, I should say that, in my experience. So don't often have a structured syllabus. So it's very much what does a student want to do, which is sounds great, but you don't go to any educational institute and pick what you want to do apart from the course. The course is mapped out, the structure's there. It's been tested, it's been tried, it's been worked on. So you can't improve what you can't track. So that was the idea of the G4 guitar method.
Exactly.
Because we had the method, we could then use it with multiple students and we could see what worked, we could see what didn't work, and we could then adapt it, change it. Obviously, if you're changing for every student, you don't have the luxury of that, because you're doing it individually. So yeah, I totally understand that very
And
much.
one big bonus in addition, at least it worked for me, is you put in some kind of, and maybe it is not by purpose, you have a kind of gamification factor in. So to reach levels is it sounds stupid, but it is really, really it was a game changer for me because I wanted to reach that levels. Even if there were some stuff in which I for myself for example reading notes, I had some piano lessons as I was 10 or 11, so I in general I know how to read notes, but it is not that fluent as I have to use it in the course right now. And I would never have done that if I have not to complete it for a dedicated level. So and that's cool. That's also a kind of motivation. So the gamification factor is great.
And you probably saw the colors of the different levels mimic belts in martial arts. So that's where the whole idea of kind of
Exactly,
the levels came
exactly.
up. Because I'm the same when I was doing well, martial arts, I looked for a school that had belts because I knew that would motivate me. Rather than just learning the techniques, I want to have a plan. I want to know the level I am. And I think it really helps to have that when you're learning a hobby, or just like I say, to have those benchmarks. It keeps you motivated. And you can have that success as well. I'm level one now. Hey, I'm level two. And you can see you're rising up, which is
Yeah,
so beneficial.
there's a benchmark behind. So if you're level 4 or 5 or 3, you can understand what at least somebody has gone through to reach that. So it's a standard.
Exactly.
That's quite cool. Okay, so where are you? Where you are in London, in England? Yeah, for
Yeah,
sure, right?
in Kent, so near sort of Dover,
Okay, all right.
Folkestone, all that
Yeah,
sort of
sure.
area.
Know that. So that near the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, only literally 10, 15 minutes away
So
from each other.
I'm near Hamburg right now, and I have done some travels with my parents, and there is a famous ferry connection from Dover to Calais, I guess. And we always went to Calais and then go over to Dover to visit
Oh,
London and
cool.
stuff. So
Yeah.
I remember that.
Most people know Dover exactly from that, from the ferry, or like
Exactly.
Dunkirk to Dover. There's these kind of Very popular routes from mainland over here. And I was going to ask you, actually, are you still in Germany? Are you still living in Hamburg?
Yeah, I'm electrical engineer and work for Airbus. So
Ah, cool.
Airbus, aircraft manufacturer.
Ah, fantastic.
And it's interesting. So because I'm an engineer, I'm a structured guy, I would say, in general, and like plans and exactly what you just mentioned is what you can measure, you can manage. So that's for me, and that's exactly what I also see in my journey in guitar playing. So, and what I really like about your program.
So yeah, structure, it has to be there. It has to be there.
Exactly.
I just don't know how people kind of go about it. So this is cool. So obviously we've had a lot of experience before joining being in a guitar company. You wanted to fill in some of the gaps, which is brilliant. So I think that's where the method sort of shines. And fair play to say, like a player like yourself, because I've had people join beginner guitar company that have been, I had a guy join not that long ago who had been playing, who's gigging. He saw himself as quite an established guitarist, but he couldn't pass level one because he didn't have the timing. So he couldn't stay
Okay,
in time.
I can
And he
imagine that.
just couldn't let his ego aside. He just wanted me to let him through. He didn't want to work on timing. He always worked mainly on improvisation. Because I wouldn't, he just left. And I was like, well, you've got to kind of sometimes look at the beginner mindset. And okay, I need to work on this side of it. And it's great that you had that. Because it's very easy to get just annoyed because some of the skills might be a bit more tricky. And I remember there was a couple along the way. You flew through the early ones, but I remember there was a couple. So with that in mind, was there any particular parts where you did have to push through? Was can you remember any particular struggles within the exercise or even skills? I know you said reading,
Yeah,
done a little bit
definitely,
of.
definitely. Reading notes was one, was really not that easy. And ear training for me was completely new. I have never done that before. And in the end, it was the most fun part to do.
Oh, brilliant.
That's a complete new experience for me, I have to admit. Which I, by the way, continued. Now with some software, I got those recommendations you gave. There's
Was it
an
Earmaster
e-training
Pro,
app.
was it?
Yeah, exactly. I downloaded that, and I'm continuing in improving that, I would say, at least in keeping my skills on the level. Because what I learned also is, if you don't use a muscle, it will decrease automatically, and it's the same. It's the same in ear training. Yeah, for me, those were definitely points which I must say, which really closes gaps in my education. The theoretical part you put in is also one of the of I would say I have heard bits and pieces, like circle of fifths, for example. I was aware that it exists, but I have never really used it. You explained it very in detail, so very and very practical, which was really great. And also the point where you are referring to the key of a song. This is for me one of the most beneficial lessons I have had. I guess it was in level five at the first part, if I remember correctly. So this was really, really beneficial because it was on the point. If you are, for example, trying to find all those stuff out by yourself via YouTube, it is all there. It is all this knowledge is available. So we are not talking about availability of knowledge. We are talking about more having it on a point and having it in a way that you understand and can use it, I would say. So, and this was one of the maybe you can call it game changer for me, because now it is much easier for me to reflect which key I have to use to, for example, play something in a pentatonic and just go for it. Really easy to go. So bring it in a method like you can really plug and play it more or less. And that's
Oh,
good.
brilliant. Yeah, so that's kind of the aha moment then, would you say? Kind of learn about keys and
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
how to
Exactly.
play in keys. And I think level five, that was the whole idea in my head of level five, was where it kind of all brings it all together and makes it a lot more practical, especially level five. Level four, we start playing along with full songs. We start playing on bigger songs, more techniques, more improvisation, like I said, more theory. So as you said a minute ago, the information's out there. I think the problem, there's no problem with the information. It's all on YouTube. But there's a great quote I heard someone say, if it was just information, we'd all be millionaires. We'd have six pack abs.
Exactly.
It's not just the information you need. You need structure, you need guidance, you need support. But yeah, that's really, really cool to hear. And in
Yep, and that's good.
regards to, sorry, Malte, go ahead.
Yeah, no worry. What I would recommend is maybe go a little bit deeper into some kinds of but maybe that would be a chapter six. So that's exactly why I ask you, why is there not a chapter six? Because I like the structure so much. It's more going maybe into the cage system
Yeah.
and going deeper in. For me, this is one of the next steps I would like to do, is getting more into caged. And caged is for me a good point to see where is everything on the fretboard. But also what I miss is how to actually work with it. So what are the chords typically used out of that? And you do not use full chords out of cage in the most times, but only parts or double stops or whatever. And so that would be great if there's this chapter six, which a little bit more continues now.
Yeah.
So Paul, I
Well,
rely on you.
never say never. Because, yeah, I'm redoing level one soon. I was going to try and I wanted it to be soon in this, but we've had the school holidays where the girls have been off. My wife had a holiday annual leave. Then we've just got a new puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Life's just too busy. But yeah, I'm going to redo level one. And then I may very well do a level six. I did say I was going to stop at level five. With the and I'll say it's to Allegra, and then the idea is then you special, well, I'll obviously say it to you as well. Then the idea is you obviously specialize in what genre you want to focus on. But
Yeah,
as you
exactly.
said, there are still concepts that I think I can teach quite well, like the cage system, like triads, like open up the guitar neck, which those two systems kind of do great. Improvising, I'd really like to do more high level, like Hendrix, how he uses those, because that's his playing, you know, using the caged. He might not be thinking that way, but that's how it comes out. That's what he's using.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yeah, if not a more in-depth workshop, yeah, there may very well be a level six. Because the
I hope
levels.
so. I will be in.
Because where we stop now at that grade five level, that is kind of intermediate. The next level would be that, yeah, that six, seven, eight, thinking in regard to grades, is that, yeah, advanced level. So, yeah, well, why not? Why not?
Would be cool.
I'll keep you updated.
Cool.
So this is good. This is good. So I think Allegra said about the ear training as well. Oh, did she say she found it? I can't remember now if she said she enjoyed it or it took her time to get it. I'll have to go back and listen to that interview. But when I was talking to her, so was there any particular songs you enjoyed? Because of her, she quite liked the
Yeah, there's
prison
one song
walkways.
you mentioned in the beginning of level five, which then never comes, and this was maybe a little
Lipkey.
mistake. It is "Nothing Else Matters" by Metallica. You
Oh,
mentioned
okay.
it, and you said, "Yeah, it will be part of the next lessons," and then it never was. So, but
I'll have to look back at that. Quite
yeah.
often, quite often I'll record a video and I have this idea as I'm literally recording it, think, oh, that'd be a really good song to include to show that technique or do something. And then I've never write it down. And then it just kind of forget about it. So I have to recap and see what I said about that. I don't know if it was finger style, because we obviously
Yeah,
start finger style at the
exactly.
beginning.
It was part of beginning of level five, if I remember correctly,
Yeah,
or level
because.
four. I'm not quite sure, but there was a Pink Floyd song in level five, which was great.
Is
I
it money?
remember. Yeah, exactly. So, and in my personal preferences, I would have never learned that,
Yeah.
to be honest. And that's exactly again the gamification factor. You need to go through that, and you start to getting. Or you start to enjoy that, and that's cool to see different kind of music also, different style, which you may have never detected if you not have to, and have to, it sounds harsh, but it's not meant like that.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's very easy to stay in the music
Exactly.
you like and grew up with, isn't it? And it's you've got to kind of have a bit of a push to step outside that, just because it's, you know, especially.
And exactly, and if you like me, is more grown up with heavy metal music like Metallica and stuff like that, and Nothing Else Matters is maybe an exception to that. But if you are referring to the more harder stuff, you will never realize really the keys in which these songs are written, because it's in pure music theory. It's not like there is a rhythm underneath which says, ah, it's A or it's E. So it's more like, ah, it's fast. And most of the songs are okay. They have a pedal tone like an E or an A, so it sounds okay if you are going to E minor or A minor. So, but that's not really music theory. So, and this to really get in touch with those, I would say theory stuff, it is very good to not only refer on those kind of musics, and to go a little deeper. And this also opens my mind to that a lot.
That's quite often what I say to people, just thinking about motivation, is if you find yourself dipping a little bit, go and listen to the music which started you wanting to play the guitar in the first place, but also look at different genres. And there's so
Exactly.
much stuff you can get from that. Because I was very much blues rock, but then I started listening to jazz and then country and folk and just taking all these other influences. And then starting to really enjoy those different genres, which I thought I'd never like. And I kind of challenged myself to find something good in something that might not perceive to have anything good in it. Because you can imagine the sort of music I listen to. Yesterday I was playing Gracie Abrams. And, you know, Sabrina Carpenter. I've got a group of 6, 7, 8 year olds girls, and that's all the music they love. They love Taylor Swift. They're all Swifties. They come in their Swiftie t-shirts. But the guitar player for Taylor Swift on tour, I've forgotten his name, is a phenomenal guitar player.
Oh,
And a lot
absolutely.
of the musicians they use in the studio to record, you know, pop stuff, they're fantastic players. So if you listen closely, they've got great little fills, great chord voicings. So yeah, there's stuff that you can take from that, even though you might not
Definitely.
perceive it as an interesting style or something you could take much from. You can. You definitely can.
Yeah, because the guitar in those genres mostly is not that upfront, I guess, I would say, like in, for example, rock or metal. But
Exactly. So
still
you kind
great,
of
yeah.
don't think there's much to take from that because it's not so obvious. Like we used to say, like an Iron Maiden or Metallica track, boom, the guitar's out front, saying you hear those massive riffs. And so you think, oh, well, I can play that. That sounds great. So yeah, I found that's quite useful. And yeah, to challenge yourself by playing different genres and kind of playing around a little bit is just a fantastic thing. And I try to say so it's quite pop rock, obviously, the syllabus of beginner guitar for me. As we progress, the levels do get a bit more rocky just because the grade syllabus is a bit more rocky. But I still try to mix up, like Hold On, the Alabama Shape song, for instance, which I remember like Allegra St. Shields, she found that one a bit tricky. So there is that, there's a few different genres, more sort of soul, more kind of as we go through it. But yeah. It would be good to have more workshops of different styles. Okay, so any advice then you'd impart then, Multi, going through it? Any advice looking back, or obviously I know you're further along as you hit level one, but any advice you'd give to anyone working through the beginner guitar academy course? Anything you found helped you along the way?
Yeah, you have to stay. I think if you are not that fast in, like me, in bringing your techniques to a point, you need to master a certain degree to get the motivation in level one, I guess. That's the most critical part if you're completely beginner. So to get the first chords really played, is, I guess, the hardest part in the whole guitar learning, life, I would say. So if you're once there, I guess it would be easier to, or it would be more easy to get additional skills and motivate yourself. But the first songs are the hardest, and I guess you have always to keep in mind that it is like exactly that. If you are mastering level one, everything else would be faster and absolutely more motivating because you get learned to you will be faster in learning new stuff. It's like you learn a new motion. If you learn the first motion, it is the hardest one. Learn a second one, it will get much faster. So you have exactly what I said. You have to master the first level, and then it will be easier throughout the whole journey.
Yep, I agree with that. You can tell how big a building's going to be by how deep the foundations are. So if you start
Yeah,
with
exactly.
foundations and you set solid foundations, then it's going to stand, it's going to last, and you'll be able to build a lot quicker along top of that base. So yeah, it is truly about having strong foundations.
Absolutely. And that's definitely set by your course. So the foundation is brilliant, I guess. If you really, if you are able to set or to conquer really all five levels, I guess you are perfectly educated to go into all different styles of Syrian music you want to build. You whatever you build on your foundation will. Would be definitely possible to do.
Perfect. And that's good to hear because that is the plan. That's always the goal.
Yeah, that's exactly why I stick to that plan and like it a lot.
Just a couple more questions in multi, because I'm aware that obviously you've probably got other things to do. But how's your practice? How did you structure your practice? Because this is always interesting to me, how people structure their practice. How did you learn? Are you very structured? Did you kind of follow the classes? Did you, yeah, how did you do it? And were you practicing for like half an hour, all day and all night?
No, all day is not possible. But yeah, I'm structuring it. For example, still I do. This is because of job and family. I have a possibility. I have a time frame for me, roughly about 30 minutes in the evening, directly before
Oh,
going to bed. So
yeah.
I have one of those Boss ear. Phone amps, which is brilliant because
Awesome.
the kids will not be disturbed. You can do whatever, whenever you want it. This alone was a game changer to play more. But what I do is I nearly every day practice roughly half an hour in the evening directly before going to bed. That's
Beautiful.
what I may be doing every day. Sometimes. Early in the morning, if there are 5 minutes, and what I also do is, even if it is sounds not very productive, take the guitar and get a feeling in the hands, even if it is only for a minute or for 2 minutes. What I realize is, you keep your motion steady, and it helps to not feeling too totally new to the guitar. If you, for example. Have not the possibility to do this half hour lessons or training sessions for some days. Even then, if you have a minute, take it a minute. And this is really important. If I sat down, not knowing what to do, then this kills the complete possibility to do something. You need to know what you are focusing on and what you. Would like to do if you are having 1 minute on the guitar. I exactly know what kind of training or what kind of and this is a picking exercise for me most of the times what I have to go through. So it's mostly alternative picking which I'm training right now to keep motion in under control. And even if I do this for a minute or whatever a day, it will keep me on track. I know that and. I will not get better with that, but I will not lose some skills only by doing that. But in general, structure for me is key.
Perfect. So structured, you've probably heard me say this before, but it's not the hours you put in, it's what you put in those hours. So even if you're practicing half an hour, if it's structured, you'll get probably more done than
Absolutely,
someone with an
absolutely.
unstructured hour or an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
You just noodle
Absolutely.
around. So that's
I
very
have
good
lost
advice.
hours and hours in YouTube lessons just to click on the next lesson, for example, and have not played anything. And
Yeah.
if you are just focusing 5 minutes on only playing a scale and training some runs, and for example, it's much more worth than looking at 3 hours YouTube videos how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And just last then, Multi. So now you've completed all the levels. What are your future guitar goals now? What are you up to? I know you said about speeding up your picking.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm currently exactly in that. So my goal was always, and I'm not there, to have the possibility to play those downstrokes, massive downstrokes, Metallica,
James Hetfield.
Rhythm.
Dugga, 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 dugga.
Exactly. I would like to do that in the same tempo and easy.
Yeah.
So, and second of my unlimited goals, if I would call them, was always Ingrid Malmsteen.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like those fast runs. So I'm much more the technical guy than asset. I'm
Yeah,
a
yeah.
metal guy. I come from that. I like that. I love that. And what I'm doing right now, I got in contact with some guy named Justin Hombach in
Okay.
Germany, who is very much focused on speed picking. So,
Yeah.
and I bought his lesson, had a lesson with him together. Make some kind of where am I now lesson, and he put me in, gave me a structure, and it's the same topic. Structure is the key.
Yep.
And then what I do not need is I do not need a teacher every week, because I'm not sure that I can have the time to train
Yeah.
until the next week, and just going there takes me sometimes. If you are going in Hamburg to a teacher, you will lose 1 hour of time. It's
Yeah.
absolutely not possible in my daily life right now, at least. So this is perfect for me to, with your foundation, I would say, to build on that right now. And what I focused, or what I saw, just in the lesson I had with him, so I'm very well prepared, because I know three notes per strings from yours. I know the keys. I know the basics. So, and there was no problem in understanding, and
Yeah.
I can directly go the next steps. But it will be speed picking for me,
Yeah.
absolutely. And
It's now just getting
it's
faster, harder.
absolutely, absolutely.
More rocking.
I have looked at all those Troy Grady stuff. So with the downstroke escape, upstroke escape stuff. So this is what I'm really focusing right now.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Oh, fantastic. Well, best of luck with that then.
Yeah, thanks.
And yeah, we'll kind of wrap up there then. Unless there's anything you say you particularly want to say, or any other advice to impart. But if not, I'll let you get on with your day.
For me, finally, I would, and this is what I also wrote you. It would be brilliant for me if you're keeping those kind of stuff, like these speed picking techniques and all the stuff, in your way of teaching. If this would now spread through, maybe in different trees, like maybe different ways forward after your foundation, that would be brilliant. If there's if this could continue, I would be absolutely in.
Well, so I'm going to put down on the list to a level six, and to go back and do say the Metallica song, which I forgot. Nothing else matters.
Nothing is better, yeah.
For that list as well. See where I mentioned that, and get working on that. Brilliant. Well, thank you, Multi, for joining me.
Cool. Yeah,
and joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with the future, and yeah, no doubt I'll probably drop an email at some point when there's level six you can join.
Absolutely, Paul. We stay in contact.
Yeah. Cheers, Multi.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. See you later.
See you.
And there we go, guys. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode and that interview with Multi. And hopefully, so there's quite a few things we can take away from that. The main thing from interviewing Multi and Allegros a couple of weeks ago is both those guys aren't practicing, you know, 3-4 hours a day. They're practicing half an hour, very focused, very structured, and really consistently. And that is, I say, that's a secret. It's not the secret. Everyone knows it, but common advice is not always common practice. So you've got to actually do it. That's the hardest thing. Everyone knows we should be practicing. That's going to make us better. But actually being consistent, turn up every day, even when you don't feel like doing it, that's how you're going to make progress and start reaching your goals. So as I said at the start of this episode, if you haven't already, go and sign up to our 5 minutes a day in May guitar challenge over at bjchallenge.com. It's not too late, even though we're a couple of days now into May. Come and sign up and you can catch up what you've missed out on. And if you've been enjoying this week's episode, make sure you subscribe because there's more episodes coming your way. I release a new episode every Friday. And if you do enjoy my guitar teacher and would like me to become your guitar teacher, you don't have to drive all the way to England to have a lesson with me. You can learn online at my online guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com, where I merge the best of offline lessons with the best of online lessons. So we have the best of offline lessons, which is teacher support whenever you need it, structured syllabus, and the benefits of online lessons where you can log in whenever you like. The site keeps track of where you are, and we have a community of guitar players from across the world. So content, coaching, and community is what makes Beginner Guitar Academy what it is. And the best thing is you can come check out Beginner Guitar Academy for a 14-day trial just for $1. And come check it out at beginnerguitaracademy.com, and I hope to welcome you into Academy real soon. So guys, that is it for me this week. So make sure you keep an eye out for next week's episode. Until then though, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.